Welcome to Week 6, Day 3 of the Firm Foundation class. Now, becoming whole is a process, and a big part of the process is forgiveness. Think about when you are unable to forgive someone, either someone else or yourself. How does it feel? Normally, you will feel twisted up inside, like something is continually eating at you. Sometimes that is guilt. Sometimes that is anger and bitterness. But it truly will eat you alive. That's why forgiveness is such an essential part of becoming whole. Let's talk first about forgiving yourself. Although you can't change your past, you can recover. You can be completely forgiven and healed by God, but your memory won't be quite as forgiving. Turn to Revelation 12, verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down." The accuser of the brethren will make sure you're reminded of every failure. That is why it is of the utmost importance that you remember who you are right now because of what Christ has done for you and in you. Something important to remember is that God will not remind you of your past once you have confessed it and you have been forgiven. He separates your sin from you as far as the east is from the west. The only person who will remind you of your failures is Satan, so you don't have to listen to his accusations. Let's read Romans 8:33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. This scripture says that no one has any right to bring a charge against you except God the Father. And if God the Father has forgiven you, then he can't possibly condemn you. Your past is in the past, and you have every right to forget it, just as the Father has. Now let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Remember, you are a new creation. Living in the past is evidence that you have not forgiven yourself. Finally, let's read Romans 8, 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are free from the past. There is no longer any condemnation. Although all of us continue to fall from time to time, as righteous people, we always get back up again. Let's read Proverbs 24:16. For though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again, but the wicked are brought down by calamity. It doesn't matter what you used to be. It doesn't matter what you are the day you gave your life to Christ. What really matters is what Christ is doing in and through you. Remember, God is not finished with you yet. Today, remind yourself that you are a new creation with a forgiven past and a clear future. Reach for all that God has for you, forgetting what is behind.